Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Back here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show, Mike Detailia, along with the legendary Herb Tyler here at Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road here in Baton Rouge. Talking LSU, Western Kentucky, Lane Kiffin, you name it. So it's our Inside the Tiger Den segment, and is brought to you weekly by Rouse's Markets, celebrating 65 years, and we're just getting started. Got on with us Jeff Palermo from Louisiana Radio Network. Jeff, thanks so much for joining us. Man, it's been a quiet week for you, so we thought we'd give you a little bit of excitement putting you on here real fast. So how's everything going, brother?
And I tell you what, it's been you'll never forget this year. I mean, just as crazy as it's been ever since that second half against Texas A&M. It's just been it's been unreal. So and to think, this thing could potentially, a week from Monday, you could have Lane Kiffin standing in front of reporters and supporters and, as LSU's new football coach, with that possibility out there, it's just amazing how fast we got to this point.
One of the things, Jeff, and we were talking about this in our first segment, was that with Lane Kiffin, I don't believe it until finally he signs that contract.
Yeah.
Okay, because we're not on the Munsters, and this ain't Grandpa Munster's invisible ink he's signing it with. I want the real McCoy ink pen that he's signing that name with at this point in time. And we've seen this with Lane Kiffin before. A lot of people at Auburn really thought he was headed there a couple years ago. That didn't work out. You knew when he told the people at Florida Atlantic, I'm staying here. Come on, you knew that wasn't going to happen.
No, sir.
And so, you know, he does this documentary about, you know, I'm a changed guy, and I need Ole Miss as much as Ole Miss needs me, and all this other stuff. When it comes down to it, this won't be the final chapter. No matter where he decides to either stay or go, this ain't gonna be the final chapter of Lane Kiffin flirtation with either another school or an NFL team.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think if he does come to LSU, I could see in 5 or 6 years that he's got the wandering eye again and looking for the next challenge. I mean, I think that, and who knows, as crazy as the college football world is getting and with the NIL and transfer portal and very limited guardrails, eventually it might just become, you know what, I'm kind of tired of this. Let me go to the NFL where it's a little bit more structured and not as crazy as it is on the college level. So, yeah, I think that would be that's a possibility. But I think from LSU's perspective at the moment, He's the hottest, the most sought-after coach in college football, and he's one of the best play callers. And he's a coach that has really has bought into the way the college football world is at the moment. He understands it. And, you know, Lane, kind of like, you know, Brian Kelly is sitting there saying, you know what, the place to go to potentially win a national championship, the resources are there to do it, is at LSU as opposed to the place that I'm currently at. So I think all those factors make it to where, you know, it seems like a fit, as long as he really truly wants to abort and get out of old leave Oxford when they have an opportunity to accomplish something really special.
The other thing, too, is connections, because in any part of life, no matter what, there is a connect the dots with you and so, and for most people, jobs. I think about it. Austin Thomas has worked with Lane Kiffin at Ole Miss. I think about Coach O, worked with him at USC, worked with him at Tennessee, worked with him back at USC. And, you know, Frank Wilson, same situation where Frank, you know, when things occurred at Ole Miss and Coach O got fired, Frank too, and then Coach O spent 1 year with the Saints. Next thing you know, Frank Wilson is part of the group at University of Tennessee. Now, Coach Wilson didn't want to go to USC, and I get that particular part, but all kind of connections and people that know the area and are really good recruiters.
Yes.
And I think that part of connect the dots.
It's interesting,
right? It really, and people say, well, they would never hire Coach O back. Well, the thing is, what happened with Bobby Petrino?
Why wouldn't you?
Coach Petrino got into a little bit of a jam at Arkansas, and then, you know, he left there, and then he came back as an assistant coach. So in today's world, I'd never say never. You know, that's the way I look at it, Jeff. Never say never.
No, I agree with you. And then don't forget about Kelvin Bolden, who was the director of recruiting strategy at Ole Miss under Kiffin this past summer, came to LSU. So there's that. And obviously, you know, the connection with, you know, Jimmy Sexton and what he was able to do, you know, getting Nick Saban the job here at LSU and then seeing Nick Saban's career really take off. And there's probably this feeling that, you know, Jimmy Sexton is looking at it as, hey, you know, Lane, this is where you could take your career to a whole nother level if you go to LSU. So, yeah, there's a lot of connections, no doubt about it, when it comes to that. And, you know, people will say, well, you know, he's got, you know, deep connections in Florida as well. He's coached there. His dad was a successful coordinator at Tampa Bay, won a Super Bowl there and all that kind of stuff. So, there's that as well, but it just seems like at the moment, you know, LSU is the momentum is behind LSU more so than Florida. As long as, you know, if Lane is truly going to leave Oxford, and again, all signs point to that, but we're not going to really truly know until the Saturday after or next Saturday. Maybe by this time, we'll certainly know.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag.
year, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Well, we've got a long run with it because, man, week time of talking about that, that sort of get old after a while.
Feel like 2 years.
Yeah, that's about right. Thinking about the game tonight, LSU's had difficulty scoring. They have not hit the 30-point mark.
Nope.
And, yeah, you know, I look at Western Kentucky. They're a team that can put points on the board. Now, their defense is kind of matzo-matzo, but you don't have to have a great defense to stop LSU's offense. But their offense is interesting. They spread you out, and they throw the football. They vertical with it. And it's an interesting test for LSU tonight and how it's done. So it's a two-part question. Your thoughts on how they'll match up with Western Kentucky. But the improvement in Michael Van Buren, because that, no matter what happens as the head coach, this is off-Broadway, so to speak, for 2026 for Michael Van Buren.
Yeah.
He's either auditioning to stay here to be the starter or auditioning to be a starter somewhere else. So it's a big finish to the season for Michael Van Buren.
No, these are two big games for Michael Van Buren because it really, as much as he declared that he would like to coach, or not coach, but be the quarterback or stay with LSU during the coaching transition, that might not be his decision to make. You know, it's now
that's true.
So much like the NFL. You know, obviously back in the day when you signed with a team, assigned with a college team, you were most likely there for 4 years and transferring wasn't a big part of it, but now it's easy to move on and the new coach. But the thing that's probably going to help Michael Van Buren's case is that LSU's quarterback depth is non-existent at this point with Colin Hurley leaving the team for personal reasons. So basically, Juwan Johnson's your backup. Emil Piccarella, a kid from University High who is very talented but is a walk-on. And so the new quarterback or the new coach that's coming in is going to look at the situation and say, man, I don't really have much here. I'm going to keep Michael, but I'm also going to bring in my other guy, and we'll have a competition, and we'll see who wins. So there's a good chance that Michael Van Buren will stick around unless if it's Lane or whoever it may be, they want to bring in, you know, two or three guys out of the transfer portal. Who knows? You know what may occur. Would Lane bring Chambliss to LSU? I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, again, I think we're putting the cart way before the horse. So,
yep.
Regardless, it's two big games, potentially three big games here for Michael Van Buren to show that what he's got. And I thought he put on a really good performance after struggling. Got off to a shaky start against Arkansas. But that was the thing that we saw a lot in preseason camp was a guy that was not very accurate. And we saw those accuracy issues early on in that game against Arkansas. So I'm wondering if he can settle in a little bit better. And then, you know, as far as this matchup, this is a game. You know, I picked LSU to win at 27-17 because I've been saying all season long and in most of these matchups, well, this is the game that LSU should be able to run the football. This is the game. And they never really
never
the run. So I'm tired of saying it. But, again, this is a Western Kentucky team that's ranked near the bottom, I think second to last in the Conference USA in rush defense. Toledo ran for 300-plus yards against them. So this should be a game where LSU can line up and run the football against them. But that we've said that a lot this season, and they have not done that. So, you know, I think the other interesting aspect of this game is that Western Kentucky's got a huge game next week against Jacksonville State. Does a point come in this game for Western Kentucky where they say, you know what? We need to pull our starters because we got a chance to play in the Conference USA championship game. This game really don't mean anything. we got to get ready for Jacksonville State next Saturday. So this game could get a little strange if Western Kentucky decides to take that attitude. Like, we can't afford our guys to get beat up in this game, because next Saturday's game means a heck of a lot more to us. We came here to collect our check. We'll bring that money back home, and we'll try to win next week to get into the Conference USA Championship.
Jeff, I'll help you out. This is a game where LSU should be able to run the football, just so you know. I'll say it for you since you won't.
Yeah, but I heard that before.
Yeah, you heard it before, but you didn't hear it from me.
I saw the TV show already.
All right. So, you know, here we go. This is that game. So let's take a step back again. So Jeff Palermo is the AD for LSU.
Yeah.
And Lane says, I'm out. I'm not coming. I'm staying at Ole Miss. What's your next two choices, first and second?
Oh, yeah, I don't know, man. That's where it gets tricky. Are you going to pay Eli Drinkwitz $11 million to come to LSU? I mean, are you really going to do that? Now, could they maybe just give him $9 million, whatever? That's basically what he's making at Missouri, and Eli will look at it and say, I'll take $9 million, and now I got a chance to win. But, you know, you watch them today, they score 6 points against Oklahoma.
They were lousy today.
It's not intriguing at all, right?
No, that's not going to excite the fan. You know, Kenny Dillingham seems to be like this hot name that everybody talks about, but you're talking about a 36-year-old coach, and it might work. You know, Dan Lanning's in his upper 30s, and he's got Oregon, you know, rocking and rolling. So, I mean, there is that possibility. I really do like John Sumlin. I really like, you know, how he's won at a high level at Troy. He's got Tulane in position to win the college football playoff. I like his attitude. He's willing to fight for his players. I think he's an intriguing guy. I think he's someone that the fan base can rally around. It's tough. You know, one of the things I've really been wondering about here lately, guys, is when is LSU? It just seems like LSU's theory in hiring coaches, and I understand they hired a defensive line coach in Ed Orgeron, but Orgeron did have head coaching experience prior to that. But when is LSU going to just stop and not necessarily just go after the hottest name? You know, the Tom Herman.
Agreed.
The Jimbo Fisher. When are they going to go get the best assistant coach? Because if you can make a strong argument, guys, that the four best coaches in college football right now, and you can even throw Dabo Swinney in there because he's won a couple championships, even though I think, you know, his philosophy on roster building is behind the times. But if you look at you look at Marcus Freeman, you look at Kirby Smart, you look at Dan Lanning, you know, what do these guys all have in common? That this is their first head coaching job, and Ryan Day, that's the other one. All these guys, this is their first head coaching job, and you can make an argument that those guys that I just mentioned, Lanning, Smart, Freeman, and Day, those are the four best coaches in college football. So you don't necessarily always have to go after the Lincoln Rileys, or pluck a Brian Kelly out of Notre Dame. Do your vetting, do your research, identify a great assistant coach that is ready to take over a program, and you know he can handle it. But that doesn't seem like LSU wants to ever. I don't know if it's because the fan base won't accept it. I don't know if LSU's administration wants to really roll up their sleeves and take that chance. But to me, eventually, especially if this next hire, you know, let's just say if it's Lane Kiffin or Eli Drinkwitz, and in 3 years from now they fire that coach because he only went 9-3, when does LSU go and just say, hey, let's go find the best offensive coordinator out there in college football who looks really good, and he's 38 years old, and let's see if this guy can really build what we're hoping for. I've just kind of thought about that the last couple of days.
I don't think
it's happening. I'll be honest with you. Jeff, thanks so much. Thanks so much for joining us. Always appreciate your time and insights.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot.
Yes, sir.
All right. Our Inside the Tiger Den segment is brought to you weekly by Rouse's Markets, celebrating 65 years, and we're just getting started. We'll be back to finish it up here in hour number one of our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.